Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. And we're honouring Terry Hill after this tragic news we found only recently today. And we've got John Skandalis on the phone. John, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Mate, we're good. It was obviously a real shock to us. We were just getting together as a team around 2 o'clock when the news came through. And, of course, very, very, very sad. But then we started to remember him, not only as a footballer, but what he did to make us laugh so much. What was he like as a teammate?
Oh, mate, I think you'll hear it from most people. He was a bit of a larrikin. He was the life of the party. He came into the, you know, I got to play with, I actually first met Terry when I was playing for SG Ball, West Magpies, and he was at West Magpies in 93, I think it would have been. And he made me feel like I was part of the team even back then. And then when I finally got to play with him in 2000, he hadn't changed. He was that same guy who was upbeat, you know, positive, life of the party, and just, you know, trained hard and played hard, basically. So, yeah, it was a bit of a shock to us as well. You know, I've been trying to contact him. We're celebrating our 25-year anniversary. He was part of our first team, and we're doing a bit of a reunion, and, you know, it would have been nice to see him there. But it's just a shock that this news came through today.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly a shock. It's funny, you said about 93 there. In 94, I was on that tour with him and Steve Menzies, and we were quite young. But Tezza, he was just life of the party, mate. Like, he just one of those guys, brings people together, something going on, he'd be there, and you could just tell all he wanted to do was have good fun and bring people together. What a good bloke he was, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, mate. Like I said, you know what? And he didn't let that get in, you know, in the way of his footy, because, yeah, you know, he's, you know, played for Australia, and you said, like you said, Australia, New South Wales. You know, he was the top of the game, best center in the world at, you know, parts of his career. And but at the same time, he knew how to, you know, bring people together and make them feel great about themselves and just feel welcome to the club and obviously have a good time. But he was up there with the best, and he worked hard at it as well.
John, I think he's one of those players that you start to see through your TVs as well, not only from the footy field, but through some of the footy shows and some of the segments as well, wasn't it? You just got to see the characters away from the footy field.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what you saw in those footy show segments that he did, that was Terry, you know, in real life. It wasn't an act. That was just him. You know, he liked to clown around, and he didn't mind, you know, giving it to people, and he didn't mind getting it back either. So, I experienced that firsthand when I got to play with him. Some of the centers that he came up against, mate, they walked off, not because we beat them, because Terry Hill sprayed them on the field. So, that's what he's known for when you play against Terry. So, yeah, but seeing him on those footy show segments is what Terry Hill was to me anyway. He was just a great guy and great to hang around with.
Skander, you got any good Terry Hill stories? Because we're going to talk about it later, but the Gordon Tallis situation, I was there. But you got anything funny on Terry, or any stories you can tell off the field?
Mate, probably on the one that sticks in my mind with Terry was we were playing in Para, and Jamie Lyon was making his debut for Para, and I remember Terry was just saying, "I don't care what happens with the scoreline. I know he's going to never forget me." And that, when I just mentioned before, he just sprayed players, mate. Jamie Lyon, I think, was the biggest spray all game. And I don't think Terry shut up the whole 80 minutes of the game. And it wasn't that he just kept giving it to him. I think he actually talked him out of his game. And we did win the game, but I have to agree, I don't think Jamie Lyon forgot that welcome to football sort of from Terry Hill ever. And that's, you know, real. I remember if you watch the footage back, you can just see Terry just all day spraying him all day. And that's, that I would have hated to be against Terry Hill when I was playing, because that's all I would have copped. But there's so many stories coming to training, him talking about his greyhounds. He always had a dog race in the Dapto, and it was always going to win. It was always a winner. So I don't think any of them won, but it was always a winner. And he was a good salesman, because he used to come to train and sell it to the boys, and they'd put money on it, and they'd come back and, wouldn't be very happy after it. So, definitely a legend, mate. Definitely a legend.
John, thanks for taking time and sharing some of the memories of Terry Hill.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Condolences, mate.
John Skandalis there.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.